Hello, everyone. This is Larry Phillips, and I just wanted to read something that I just wrote and posted and sent out to about 30 people on the subject of separation. One person's already got bent out of shape about it, but I think it would cause us to think a little bit about the separation question as Christians. Separation. The longer I live, the more I'm convinced that most Christians who are involved in federal, state, and most county government systems have already compromised with the Luciferian system. That also includes those who are participating as teachers and professors and administrators in the public educational system. Of course, they will tell you they have to have a job, and they are being witnesses. They are being a witness to their neighbor in the workplace. My own experience in state government showed me how many things these corrupt systems require of their employees that go directly against the teaching of God's word. One example is cultural diversity training, which is a requirement in most of these systems. Opting out is not any longer an option in most instances. There are many other jobs one can participate in than working for corrupt government systems and the public educational system. Also, those who have gone under the servitude of the Luciferians, who are practicing usury on their customers, have sold themselves out to the bondage of Satan. Some for 10, 15, 20, and even 30-year mortgages. The borrower is the servant to the lender. Many would say, you have to have a place to live. My wife Rosette and I learned the hard way and eventually got out from under these fraudulent bankers. If the truth be known, most people just want to live on a higher level to impress those around them instead of living in a mobile home or a very small house and paying cash for it and gradually making improvements as one can afford it. The same with high-priced automobiles, SUVs, and trucks. Most people would not think of buying a 10-year-old vehicle and paying cash only for it. Automobiles and homes can become a major idol in one's lives. Coming out from among them and being separate means different things to different people. To me, it also means not going to satanic churches with spouses during Christian, pagan, and Easter celebration services. And going in and having celebrations, Christmas and Easter celebrations with relatives who practice these pagan celebrations. Many refuse to look at the corruption of our federal government in bringing and allowing massive amounts of drugs into this country, and then want to point their finger at individual drug users rather than pointing to the source of the problem, the origin of the source of these drugs getting into our country in the first place. Now, many will say I'm being a legalist for taking such a narrow stand on separation. You're entitled to your opinion, and we all must be accountable to God as He directs our individual consciences on such matters. God bless.